You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Cooligans.
Hey, guys. It's the Cooligans. It's Christian and Alexis.
Hey, that's us. We're here.
That's us, guys.
Yeah. The reason why we're here, we're big MLS fantasy fans. And in the background, you can hear a little bit of the noise of New York City. Sounds like maybe a cafe. That's because on the phone with us, we have Mr. MLS Fantasy himself, my MLS Fantasy Sherpa.
Yeah, guru.
This is my guru, the man I go to for all of my questions, such as how long is a yellow card accumulation suspension? And should I worry? Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, hands together right now for Andy Winner, everybody.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, how's it going? I'm happy to drag you up this fantasy mountain.
I need help. So. And in true Sherpa fashion, you're just chilling wearing flip-flops, and I'm covered in Patagonia gear because I do not know what I'm doing.
You constantly get those gift cards for Patagonia, and you never realize, I'm forced to use this.
I gotta use these things. Yeah, you can't do nothing with them. Can you buy Amazon gift cards with them? That's what I want to know. Speaking of fantasy, last week I made a big gamble. There was a bunch of teams playing two matches.
And now his wife is leaving him.
I've lost it all, Andy. No, there was a bunch of teams playing two game matches. Some of those players didn't play both matches. Ola Kamara didn't even freaking show up. You know, I took your advice, which is to drop. Well, this wasn't your advice, but I was going to drop David Villa.
And I know what you were going to say.
Yeah, I was going to drop David Villa. Andy's like, oh, by the way, you know, he's got tired legs. This guy scored nonstop since I've dropped him.
Yes, I had him in my starting lineup.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. He did great.
So, Andy, I guess it's not really much of a question. I just wanted to bitch at you for a second there. But talk a little bit about last week. And then I know this next week coming up, there's two teams that are playing double game weeks. And there's a bunch of teams that just aren't playing at all.
Yeah. So as you may and your listeners may know, we're entering an international break right now, but for MLS, they just kind of need to get the games in when they can. And so sometimes teams will play over the international break. So round 32, which is coming up, is kind of an interesting one. There are eight games, starting with Houston and Colorado next. This Saturday night, the 8th.
Yeah.
And then that round spills over into the midweek next week with a game on Wednesday, the 12th with Seattle and Houston. And then two games on that Thursday, October 13th. So kind of a weird round. And then after that, we get round 33 where everybody's playing. And then round 34, which is the last week of the regular season where everybody is not only playing, but they all kick off at the same time. So,
oh boy,
4 p.m. Eastern time on round 34 is going to be a fun one.
So let me ask you this, because do we know if Tim Howard is getting called up? Because, and if he is, is there some type of thing that's in MLS, some type of safety net I can use? Because I picked him up 3 weeks ago in preparation for this dual game week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he might get called up. I don't know if he has been.
So the good news is, bad news. Good news is the U.S. came out with their initial list of call-ups for this window.
Yeah.
And Tim Howard was not on it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not happy
about that, but
yeah. I mean, maybe it's good news for us here at Cooligans.
Yeah. So David Bingham was the only MLS goalkeeper that was on that initial list, but he wasn't going to be playing. I guess San Jose does play on the 13th, but presumably he should be back by then because the U.S.'s last game in this international break is on that Tuesday. Right. However, the coach did signal that he is going to be dismissing some players after the first game of this international break and bringing some new players in. Whether that group of new players includes Tim Howard, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, God. So you heard it here first from Andy. If I could paraphrase for you, who fucking knows? it's a crapshoot, this MLS fantasy.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I think that Jurgen is aware of kind of the strain that this puts on clubs to call folks in during the middle of the season, especially with MLS and especially with the guys flying all the way back from Europe and back. And I don't think he's going to keep guys too long that he knows are going to be you know, in the picture going forward.
Right.
And so I think Tim Howard is one of those guys. I don't know if they really need Tim Howard to come in and play goalkeeper in a friendly game.
Yeah, not against Cuba.
Yeah, so my sense would be that he just may stay home and get, you know, both those games for the Rapids. But again, you know, can't say for sure, so it's kind of a tough one.
All right. Well, Andy, baby. All right, you got to tell us.
Yeah.
You got to tell us.
You so did give us gold last time.
The final weeks of the MLS season. So, you know, MLS, our league is getting it. You know, I'm in fifth place, but I'm only about like 80 points back. I mean, anything can happen.
Andy, please say anything can happen, Andy.
it's looking tight, especially the top five. So who do you think are people we should really look out for these last few weeks? Who do you think, like, maybe is it the teams that are trying to make that playoff push? Is it the teams that sit regularly at the top? Like, you know, what team should we look to for players?
Right. Should people be stacking up on Seattle as an example?
Yeah. So what I would say is that before we get into kind of which players to stack up on, there is kind of an interesting quirk in the schedule. As we had talked about, round 33 is an unlimited transfer week. So if you haven't used your wild card, you may want to use it this week to stack up on teams from, you know, like Houston, Colorado, the teams that are playing in this round 32, knowing that you're going to have a chance to turn over your entire roster in round 33 anyways.
So this is in round 35 or 34 is the last one?
34.
Round 33 and round 34 are the last two. So you get a brand new team for round 33, and then you get to play those guys through round 34 as well.
This is ridiculous. This is the Wild Wild West here.
This is, yeah.
what do you mean there's an unlimited?
There's a gold rush. Everybody's rushing to San Francisco. It's going.
Yeah. I mean, I could literally just build the same team that the second place has if I'm in first and just assure myself, you know, the victory. Depending on who gets the captaincy. Oh, God, there's so much.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah, I mean, my sense is, and you know, like, this isn't like an ironclad take that's backed up by any data, but like, teams don't generally give a rest to their best players going into the playoffs, I don't think, because soccer is such a rhythm-based game. You kind of want your main guys out there. Maybe they'll pull, you know, like their stars off in the 60th minute or something like that. But I would say, like, at least what I'm planning to do is, starting in round 33, I'm going to bring in the big name guys from the big name teams. So like both New York franchises, Seattle as well, who are really hot right now, and just try and ride those guys out through the rest of the season.
Yeah, I kind of mocked you when you wanted to pick up Alonso, and I was like, Ladero's the way to go. And Ladero's one of those guys that just didn't play the second match of a double game week.
Yeah, well, I kind of got into some trouble on that one on Twitter as well, because I told everybody, like, hey, you know, like, he is, you know, one yellow card away from a suspension, but a veteran player like that isn't going to do anything stupid and get himself suspended for the second game of the double game week. And sure enough, yeah, like on a restart in the other team's end, there was no reason to try and slow up the play. I think it was even in the first half. He just like jumps right in front of the ball. The guy kicks it into him. He gets a yellow card. I was so disappointed because I had made him my captain as well.
Yeah.
And so I took a big hit on that one.
The big thing there for me was just, you know, it's trying to catch the person in first place, and then it's almost wasted because he didn't have much of a great match the previous match. I think maybe he might have gotten, I think, 4 or 6 points. I also made the mistake of starting to believe in Jordan Morris, made him my captain, and just watched how other teams, I think Sasha Kleshton, who only played one game that week, still beat him in points.
Yeah,
Very frustrating.
It is pretty interesting. You know, when we first spoke with you, we were novices in this MLS fantasy sphere,
right?
And
now the Cooligan studio looks like a beautiful mind. There's just algorithms written on the walls.
There's yarn connecting different players.
Just all the string everywhere, different players.
But I do think, as even Alexis talking right now about, you know, trying to get back to first place, Alexis desperately wants to win this.
Yeah.
And I don't exactly know why.
I gotta be honest, I can't answer why. I just hate losing. The idea of losing really upsets me.
Yeah.
I was clearly built heart-wise to play soccer, body-wise built to play fantasy soccer. But it's what's frustrating about it is you feel like you're making all of the right choices. And what's different about fantasy, you know, in soccer versus other sports, and we've talked about this, is if somebody owns a player and they're doing well, that's their player in that league. But here you can have anyone. And, you know, there's a great TED talk about too many options is actually bad. That's what's going on here. You know, we just have too many options.
You guys are really taking it deep if you're watching TED Talks to help you with your fantasy.
I am breaking it down, dude. First of all, I've got a lot of time in my hands.
Are you power posing before you pick your lineup?
I'm doing breathing techniques. I'm throwing spaghetti up against the wall to see what sticks. And guess what happens? I eat it all because I try to carbo load.
It does seem like so, you know, I have two players. I have Osvaldo Alonso and Jordan Morris. And it really I feel like I've been riding the Alonso, just the Seattle Sounders streak, because they seem to be on an absolute tear to you know, to secure a playoff spot.
Absolutely.
But it seems like for fantasy, that's like the safest team to sort of go to if you want some,
especially right now. Solid, you know, I think LA is the opposite. LA scares me because it seems as though they're not really performing all at peak. I know Giovanni Dos Santos just had a big match, but to Christian's point, Seattle seems like they're hot. Do you expect these to change? I mean, you mentioned in the first interview we did with you that LA seems to be an end of season, a club. What do you think is happening now moving forward?
Yeah, no, it's been interesting because LA is usually a pretty reliable team, you know, with their kind of, you know, like all their attacking talent, they usually do pretty good towards the end of the season. And I think, you know, that's kind of like baked into their plan, you know, like Bruce Arena kind of manages the fitness and such, so they get ready to peak towards the end of the season. But that being said, as you just mentioned, I think Seattle's really like the number one hottest team right now. So Osvaldo Alonso, guys like that are great to have. But I also, you know, like just to kind of come back to something I mentioned earlier, I mean, like the New York teams are playing so well, especially Red Bulls. I mean, Dax Bacardi, Sasha Kljestan, Bradley Wright Phillips, I think those are great players that are going to take you through round 33 and 34 to the end of the season.
Yeah, and there, I mean, I don't know if, is Red Bull still in the hunt for Supporter Shield?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so then that seems to be, I know they've won it twice, that seems to be something that they're probably going to go for, so maybe towards the end of the season. What about a team like Houston? They have, Dynamo have two matches coming up in the same week, but they're kind of out of it, you know? I know they have that young striker that got a hat trick, Manotas, if I'm not mistaken, Manotas?
Yeah, Mauro Manotas.
Yeah, so is he someone that maybe, you know, and by people, I mean myself, should think of picking up because he has this dual game week coming up, but they're out of it. I mean, this is a big conundrum.
Well, definitely. So, you know, the thing I'd like to say about Houston is, you know, sometimes when teams kind of fall out of the playoff race, they start looking to next year, and looking to next year means playing younger kids and seeing if they have something there that they can build around going forward. And I think Manotas is a guy that definitely fits that bill. So there are kind of a couple of things going in his favor. He's probably going to play both games. He's only 21, so he can definitely take the minutes on his legs just due to his youth. And then the third thing even is that not a lot of people have him. So if you're in a position where you are trying to catch people that are higher than you in the standings, sometimes you've got to pick like those lesser known players. I do think a lot of people are going to add him this particular round, but another guy on Houston that looks really good and
don't say Boney
is in great form lately is Raul Rodriguez, the center back, who's also been doing well. So I think I think last time I looked, and it's probably changed since more people have added him this transfer window, but he was under 1% owned just because he was up in the eights, which is really expensive for a defender this year. But I think he's another great guy to add, provided that he's not going to miss any time with an international break.
That's it's interesting, even just suggesting a center back, because like for the majority of my season, I've been going with either 3-3-5-2 or 3-4-3.
Right.
So I haven't been. I feel like when I've gone with a lot of defense in my lineups, I feel like I've, you know, it hasn't been as rewarding as having either more midfielders or more forward. So do you think it's a safe bet to go with you know, a defensive player in these final few weeks?
I think so. I mean, I've gotten kind of risk averse as the season kind of goes on towards the end. And my big thing is I'm trying to finish in the upper half of the MLS Fantasy Experts League, which is, you know, kind of touch and go right now. So It's kind of like one of those things, you know, like the floor is a little bit higher for a defender.
I wonder what that chat room is like, those MLS experts. Just,
who's winning?
For sure, there's some really good players that are really high up in the standings, and I'm just trying to tread water.
I was going to say our players allow, but I guess they are. That'd be fun to see who wins that.
But yeah, you know, like I think defenders can sometimes be a little bit more reliable with their bonus point production, which is important. So that's something to look at when you're trying to think of who you're going to add. I think Rodriguez definitely fits that bill, but then a lot of Colorado guys do as well.
How about for guys? And I know that there's the unlimited transfers coming up the next week, but for some people who don't have a lot of players on that are playing this week coming up or for this round, would you suggest maybe making one of the non-free transfers, maybe making a third, which I believe typically takes, 2 to 4 points away?
Yeah, so every extra transfer you make that goes over your allotment for that week, you get -4 points.
Okay.
I'm looking at taking a -12 just because I think I'm going to get, it's like the question you have to ask yourself is, should I take a zero at this position or am I going to get more than 4 points from this guy over the course of the round?
Right. Because
if you're adding people
six
on a double game week, then like definitely do it, knowing especially that you're going to have a chance to cleanse your roster again in round 33. So yeah, I say go for it. Yeah. Load it up. Take a lot of -4s. Why not?
Wow. All right. That, I would not expect you to say that because I'm very scared of doing a -4, but seems like that maybe that's the way to go. And when you think about it, you just have to hope that player gives you more than 4 points.
Andy goes against the grain. He is the Donald Trump of MLS fantasy.
Yeah, he is.
We've never seen anything like this before.
This interview has taken a complete turn. Now that we know, he's just out here putting it all on black in Vegas. Andy, winner, hopefully.
Donald Trump would never put it on black.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, I had played in a head-to-head matchup with another one of the experts named Skyler, and he took like a -16 or something absurd on a big double game week and just crushed me. It crushed me.
Really?
So that's just like one data point. Obviously, I don't know how much you can take from that. But ever since then, I've been a little bit less wary about taking -4s, especially if there's a wild card week coming up right afterwards.
And that's the thing. All you need is one person to do something and you're like, I'm going to do that.
Then there's a pretty strong FOMO element too. Like if you're thinking about adding a guy and you don't, and then he gets like 2 shutouts or scores 3 goals or something like that, you're going to feel real bad.
Yeah. Or maybe.
So you want to minimize that feeling.
Maybe like dropping the captain of your favorite club. And then he goes on to score a bunch of points because
yeah,
you're just
I
an
mean,
Andy
I can
winner.
Imagine that
maybe something
really
like that.
Frustrating.
Real quick. What about captains? Let's talk about the strategy for captains because it used to be easy. Everyone with Javinko was their captain for everyone. And now it's cost me some points because I've moved it around and I've seen it falter, especially some of these double game weeks, you know? So talk to me about, what are you doing with your captaincy? What do you suggest people do? And again, these are for the players, the people that are way too low on their fantasy teams, who cares, or leagues. But for those of us that are close to first, this whole interview is about me. What do you suggest? Is there any tidbits that you want to share with our audience?
Gosh, I don't know what to say because I don't even know what I'm going to do myself.
There it is. I mean, that's probably the best advice you could give someone is who knows. But you said you're loading up. So week 33, you're going to load up on, some of the more veteran players, some of the bigger name players. And then would you suggest midfielder, forward? I mean, typically forward is where I go with my captain. What about you?
I've done it more with midfielders. I feel like
really
the midfielders have been more reliable with points. So, you know, the forwards can have a great game. And if they're your captain, that's great. But the midfielders seem to be pretty consistent. Either Sasha Kljestan, Alonso, if either of them, they always seem to get, 8 to 12 points. So you double that with a captaincy, you got a pretty good, pretty good points.
That's a great week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I got a nice, 7, 8 points? I think 8 points from Jordan Morris in 2 matches in a single week.
Well, we know your history with Jordan Morris, and there's a lot of bad blood.
I think he knew what I said. He listens to the Cooligans, and he was like, watch what I'm going to do. Andy, what advice would you give to people? So far we've got some great nuggets from you, which is go ahead and take a couple -4s if you need to, to sort of to fill up, which I think is great advice. Anything else? I mean, now we know that there's an unlimited transfer week coming up, but is there anything else that you want to share with our audience?
Yeah, I would say... okay, this is kind of like a counterintuitive take, but I would say don't worry about spending your entire salary budget. I think that's where I went wrong in the previous week, because I was like, oh, you know, like I kind of like some lower price guys like Osvaldo Alonso. And I was like, oh, no, but Ethan Finley's right there and he's worth more. So he's got to be worth more production, right? I don't know if that's always the case towards the end of the season when, you know, like different folks are playing. So I would say just kind of follow your gut in this last two rounds. Look at people's past form. Kind of look at who's playing at home versus who's playing away, which teams are hot. And take some chances, you know, like this is a fun game. It was designed, you know, to be kind of a fun thing to do. So why not take some chances and see what you guys can do in these last three rounds of the season?
Yeah, this is not fun for me at all. This is all about winning.
I'm having a great time. Because the top teams are fighting either for a supporter shield, a playoff seeding, a CONCACAF Champions League, you know, possible spot.
There's so much.
I feel like I'm picking players where it's like, it's hot right now, where they're everywhere.
You're looking for buzz.
Everybody's tense. Everybody's like, everybody's blood pressure's up. Those are the players.
Well, so is mine. Well, listen, Andy, this was absolutely amazing. You've given us such great information. Let's see how this turns out. We do want to have you back and at least update us. How you finish in that expert league? So thank you so much for coming on with us, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good luck the rest of the season.
Oh, I'm going to need it. I'll keep texting you. Don't worry. Take care, buddy.
All right, take it easy, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Alexis Guerreros from the Cooligans. You already know who I am. I don't know why I have to say that, but I have a massive announcement for you guys. On October 13th, that's a Thursday night. So October 13th at 7:30 p.m., we are going to be doing a live Q&A. With the one and only Jack Harrison. That's right, number 2 in the 24 under 24 in the MLS, possibly rookie of the year, number 11, Jack Harrison. He's a fan favorite. He's one of our favorites. He does the intro here for us. He did a drop for us. He's absolutely amazing. We're going to do a sit-down Q&A with him live. Now, that sounds pretty dope. You guys are wondering, I wonder if I could log in and listen to it. How about this? Why don't you come down? It's going to be a free event. We're going to have free food, free drinks. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So again, Thursday night, October 13th, at the Brooklyn Upper 90, right there on Atlantic Avenue, Atlantic and Smith, right there in Burham Hill, downtown Brooklyn. That Upper 90, that's what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be talking to Jack Harrison live. Q&A, sit down. We're going to have a bunch of surprises. It's going to be huge. You guys got to come check this out. Again, if you have any questions, soccercooligans@gmail.com. And we'll ask him. If we like the question you send us, we'll ask him. So don't forget, Thursday night, October 13th, come hang out with us, the Cooligans, and Jack Harrison, and maybe some other people and some big surprises. All right. See you guys then.
Hey guys, so that was Andy Winner.
Yeah, that was so much fun. He knows so much that it makes it difficult for him to try to win. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He's got too much info.
Yeah. He just knows too. He knows the inner workings way too much. He has too much information.
Yeah, it's too much. It's overload.
It's almost like conveying like what he knows in sort of layman's terms, like outside of his like crazy soccer brain.
Right.
It's like, exactly. Yeah. It's difficult to like, for us to like just interpret.
He's like, well, I mean, that match is going to be played in, you know, 68 degrees and that player just plays better on 69. You know what? I'm not going to say all of this. I'm just going to say, yeah, take him. He's good.
But Andy's great, man. I feel like this is the second time we've spoken to him, but every time, you know, I talk to him, I generally feel better about almost any fantasy sport I play. I'm just like, oh yeah, like I never thought of it that way, or like it gives you
there's a positive there's a positive outlook that you're left with.
Yeah, and you're not just I think for a long time in any fantasy game I did, it was always just like, oh, I like that guy, so I'm picking that guy.
That's the first way I started was that way. Like, these are the players that I like and I want them to succeed.
I know their names from FIFA.
Yes, exactly.
So I will pick these people. Exactly. But Andy knows his stuff, man.
Yeah, I think it was a big step for both of us to put Red Bulls on our team. It took me a while to do it.
I did it first, I believe.
You might have, but yeah. I didn't do it right away. As many points as BWP and Sasha Kleshton did. And again, we don't hate the Red Bulls. They're just our rivals. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to win with them. You know? Like I kept Tommy McNamara on my bench for a while.
Yeah, but
for no reason.
It's sort of like the way with Giovinco, right? And Giovinco, you had to have Giovinco on your team because he was too good. You would be missing out on points. And that's sort of how I feel about Sasha Kleshchen. Sasha Kleshchen is just, he's just too reliable and gets too many points.
Right.
And he's I think he's a top midfielder in MLS fantasy. So you can't not, he's like a player you can't not have. And right. I it took me a long time to get him. And by the time I got him, he was so expensive.
Right.
And I wouldn't be able to get him unless Jovinko had gotten hurt and
then you could sell Jovinko to get him. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at now. I think my bench, my budget had like $6 million left in it last week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I have all the players that I want. And I really believe they were going to do well. I was wrong.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's who I want.
Why do you have $6 million? Dollars in
because
that's way too much. That's like very good player.
But also, like a lot of my players had exponentially grown. So like I built an additional. I think my value of my club is $5 million more than it was when I started.
I got to look at mine. I don't know what mine is.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about having the additional money. But it was just sitting there.
You know, it's not real money that you get to keep, right?
No, it is. that's why the league loses so much money is because they give you the $100 million.
They give it to all their fantasy players.
All their fantasy players. You can.
Fantasy is becoming quite an expense.
Yeah. Also, have you been in my new boat? The at MLS Fantasy. Come on the SS Andy winner. Everybody, get on board. Well, that was absolutely awesome. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. For those of you who didn't play MLS Fantasy this season, if you are listening still, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
But yeah, get your ass playing Fantasy MLS. It's really, really fun.
It's really, really fun. And look, and we're doing, we have a Cooligans Premier League Fantasy and MLS Fantasy. And I'm comparatively, like the Premier League has only been on, 7 weeks?
Right.
But I've been having
third or fourth.
I've been having so much more fun in MLS Fantasy.
By far.
It's just like,
it's a little looser.
It's looser.
There's two transfers every week as opposed to one. So you really move around. And again, the more options you have, the more likely you are to mess up. So it's kind of fun.
And I feel like in the Premier League, there's fewer really good players. I don't know. I feel like there's a spread of talent in the MLS.
There's a massive gap in the fantasy. There's like the guys that cost $13 million in Premier League. And then there's like the regular people,
five to six.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes it less. I don't know. It's less entertaining. It's less fun just because you don't have enough money to get the players you want. Also, it wouldn't really make sense because all the players you want play on the same damn team together.
Yeah. So, that's true. Yeah.
So
you just have all of Arsenal's starting lineup
in general. I enjoy the fact that not only am I getting to sort of learn about different players, but I'm learning about different teams. Right. I get to rosters.
I know who Manotis is on Houston. I shouldn't know who that is. Exactly. he's a 21-year-old Colombian, if I'm not mistaken, striker.
Ask me to name one player from Hull. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I have no
idea. I only know one because he's Uruguayan, and that's it.
Yeah.
Abdel Hernandez, and that's it.
Yeah.
I might have even said his name wrong. I think it's Abel.
The MLS fantasy is just way more engaging, and it's a little less strict. You can just have more fun with it. So we're gonna do another MLS fantasy the next season. So we're probably starting up in March.
Yeah, this one we're gonna get started right away, so everyone can come in and we want to grow this one. What do we have? We have like 12 players, I think, on this one.
I believe 13, I believe at most.
Yeah,
11.
There you go. So we were close. I would love to have this thing be like at 50.
That'd
55.
Be so cool.
That would be huge.
Yeah, and like we said, in the first MLS fantasy episode, we're gonna be awarding prizes to the winner, and if Alexis wins, I guess,
it's a lower prize for the winner. It's whoever beats.
Alexis is not going to win the prize.
I won't win the prize, but I will deduct something from the prize to the person behind
me.
It looks like it's going to be Matu from, crushing.
Matthew Tremblay.
Yeah, I believe it's Matu.
No.
They're Matu, from,
oh, that's right.
He's from Quebec.
Yeah.
He's French. So, I did air.
Yeah, he did send us an email saying, hey, I'm the guy kicking your ass in fantasy.
Oh, God, that's where I really began to want to kick this guy's ass, which I love.
Right now, he's about, 25 points
29,
ahead of you?
29 points. That's all from last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I sent you the picture. I was ahead of him.
Yeah, you sent me the picture of the standings because you really wanted me.
Yeah,
the live standing.
I sent you because I was ahead of him. It was the first time we'd been in first place.
It was a big deal, but he's back in first.
Yeah, he crushed me last week.
Couple weeks. So this is it. I mean, this is like the
this is the final stretch. If this was horse racing, we've made the final turn. Yeah. Get your cameras ready. It's happening.
So just for future reference, like I know On the Valley Apparel is going to be giving some clothing to the winner.
That's awesome.
So we're
Elvis, who's also close.
Elvis, who started like 6 weeks late.
Yeah.
And is above me.
Decided to do this. Like, I'm not kidding. Like 10 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He just was like, I have a team. I forgot. And he's killing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he really crushed us. Yeah. So, yeah, so it shows our skill in fantasy. We got a yeah. lot of work to do.
Oh, boy.
But it's great. So, yeah, prizes for the winner. It's free to play. So, yeah, get on board, man.
Yeah, dude, get on it.
Cooligans Fantasy Leagues is where it's at.
And listen, I know you guys are thinking about the app. I've bitched to everybody who I've ever gotten
literally,
in front of.
To the high, directly, we've literally, yeah. like, screamed so loud, we're spitting in Andy's winner's face.
yeah.
We're
yeah.
that upset.
And just get. I mean, you know who has an app? Premier League has an app.
A great app. By
great
the
app.
Way.
Very hard to find the table, though. I was bitching about that before. Very hard to find the actual table, but very, very good. And then you can make the changes right from your phone. It's yeah. amazing.
So MLS.
So please, MLS, get that settled before next season. But either way, we're going to have a blast doing it next season. And this season is not done yet. Watch. Your asses,
yeah,
because your boy Alexis so, is look, coming.
As soon as you're listening to this, you know, make those changes. That double game week is this week
and for two teams for two, and a lot of buys. We got a lot of buys.
Yeah, and yeah, and then yeah, 2 weeks left after that, and it's and then we into the playoffs. So yeah. It's gonna be great.
And then obviously the fantasy is done in the playoffs. So I hope you enjoyed this. Again, shout out Andy Winner at MLS Fantasy, and I believe he goes by Andy Winner
on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah. We'll put it in the description, but it'll all be in there. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, Andy.
His just to clarify, his Twitter is winner_MLS.
winner_MLS. And then there's the MLS fantasy one.
Yeah. The official one. Yeah.
So dude, he's the best. He's just the best. So yeah, great. Great podcast. Great episode. This is again, just another additional episode for you guys. So I hope you guys are liking
bonus.
It more and more and more for you, our fans. Thank you so much for listening. I am Alexis.
I'm Christian.
And together we are the
Cooligans.